A change of heart needed. Washington, August 8, 1904. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? John 3, verse 1 to 12. The ruler was trying to draw Christ into a discussion regarding the evidence of the divinity of his mission, but Christ refused to enter into controversy. He desired Nicodemus to understand that it was not reasoning which was needed, but the facts of faith. It is not a new revelation that you need, he said, but a new heart. When your heart is changed, all things will appear new. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Savior continued, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Verses 13 to 21. The Lord will work by his Holy Spirit all who will be worked. Many who profess to be Christians are such only in name. Every day their words and works testify of them that they are following a leader whose plans are opposed to the plans of God. The words spoken to Nicodemus are spoken to them also. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 3. This is the message that comes from the great medical missionary to many who profess to be his followers. Some who are physicians need to be cleansed from the leprosy of sin. They do much harm because they are not converted. They need to be healed of moral leprosy. I testify that which I know as a messenger sent of God. The character of Christianity is intensely practical. The kingdom of God comes not with multitudinous devisings of human invention, which bear not the credentials of God. A solemn message. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Hold fast the knowledge that you have received from God, and repent because you have departed from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3, verse 1 to 3. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, and art dead. Verse 1. There are many today to whom this word applies. They have grown cold and indifferent in their religious life, and do not seem to realize that God is calling upon them to arouse from their insensibility and hold fast the things that they have heard. A message is sent to arouse them. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Verse 3. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiments, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verses 4, 5. I address those who occupy important positions in the cause of God. Do not look to any human being for light. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Verse 3. Go back to your first experience and bow before God in repentance for departing from Him. Will those to whom these words apply put off the humbling of the soul before God till mercy's sweet voice no longer invites them to receive the truth? Will they wait until it is too late before they confess and forsake their sins? There are those who are not willing to confess a wrong, to repent of an unchristlike action. They evade the admission of their sins, which are not a few. The blood of souls is on their garments. Through their deceptive words, they have led men astray to perish, and guilt is upon them. God calls upon them to cease this work, to add no more guilt to their souls,